This update now from today's presidential primaries and caucuses. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving is with me here in the studio. And Ron, what do we know at this hour?
We know, first of all, that in Nebraska, with just about 75% of the caucus reporting, that Barack Obama has almost 70% of the vote. It's an overwhelming margin, more than 2-1 over Hillary Clinton. So NPR has called Nebraska for Barack Obama. That means he'll be getting most of the 24 delegates available there tonight, and probably the lion's share. In Washington state, where we don't quite have 50% of the caucuses reporting, nonetheless, again, the margin is overwhelming, approaching 70% for Barack Obama. So here again, although we have not called this yet, when we've seen a little bit more of the caucus results in, we expect to call that probably very shortly for Barack Obama, and he'll be getting most of the 78 delegates available there. We do not have any results as yet from Louisiana.
And we won't, because the polls have not closed in Louisiana. The caucuses have not closed, correct?
That's right, and they won't be closing for about another 10 minutes.
Okay. So let's just go theoretical here for a second, though. If it looks as if Obama is picking up Washington at this point, and we are projecting that he will pick up Nebraska. Where does that put him at the end of tonight in terms of delegates that he's gotten and in comparison to Hillary Clinton?
Given the way that the Democrats divide their delegates, he will get the preponderance of on the day, it would appear, but it depends exactly how big his margin is, just how big a preponderance. But let us theorize that he gets 100 or so delegates today, and Hillary Clinton gets something maybe more in the realm of 50 out of the 158 available today. That would give him another, say, 50 to 60 new delegates, which would bring him almost exactly even with Hillary Clinton nationwide. They would both be tied at around 1,100 delegates, approximately.
And if they don't get even tonight, it looks like Tuesday.
On Tuesday, we have Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia, and polls are showing us there is a substantial lead for Obama at this time in all three.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, thanks very much.
Thank you, Andrea.
And we should remind our listeners to check out NPR's election map for the latest primary and caucus results and the schedule of upcoming contests and everything you ever wanted to know about superdelegates. It's at our website, npr.org/elections.